Let's remember those who came down with COVID. And let's also remember those of us who didn't. So really, really glad to that we can go through it, and then we're able to come. And I hope that some of you just come a little bit more alive spiritually, and that you realize that, listen, I've got to make my life count for something. And I really hope that you will. And this is something that we know. Are you all feeling very cold right now? Like some of you are literally shivering already. Maybe we just, yeah, I see some of you just, and you can't concentrate very much along this line. So let us know seriously if it's really way, way too cold. You know, I think that's, you know, right? And we're going to try. And I hope that you will take time. I would like to hear from you what you have written on the last day. I really would like to hear from you. Some of you decided, okay, you're going to come in for CAT class and all that. I am so happy to hear that. And some of you are just, the challenge is to make your life count for something. And we're rooting for you. And I think that is something I really hope will, something good will come out of you, your life. Okay, think about these things here. And once you have been, you know, something that you've learned, let it carry you further all the time. Let what you learn carry you to the next level. That is the challenge of it all. Don't just get stuck there, I've learned so much, and then do nothing. You're going to end up with nothing. When you do nothing, you end up with nothing. That's the worst thing, right? So the question is, okay, now what have I learned? How do I include God? Now, today we're going to talk very earnestly and very honestly about family. Sometimes family can go wrong, and Jacob's family went a long, wrong way wrong. How do we make the family come back alive? And that is an important thing for us to learn. Okay? So just take a few moments to pray for a while, and then, you know, prepare your heart, and then listen to the prelude, and then we begin shortly.
Okay, we are going to, this is going to be our last youth worship program for this year. Next Saturday, we will have the Christmas caroling together. And then after that, we will be, it's Christmas Eve already, so we won't have anything until next year in January. And then the 7th, we will come back together once again. We will carry on with a Saturday program. Sunday, it would be wonderful if you can stay on and worship in the morning worship service. We don't want the youth worship program to change over Sunday. Then we're just going to be just another, just convenience. It's not. It's just going to be following a different path, right? So this is where we would like you, some of you, if you can, we would like to see you more greatly involved in youth worship. Can you lead in songs? Can you read? Can you do something else? Can you sing? Can you give an item? These are some of the things we want to develop further in youth worship next year, right? So we're going to try to see how we can improve along the way all the time. That's a challenge. So we have a few things going, and we hope that we're going to see a greater sense of improvement for next year, okay? Well, let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you that we can have a family. It helps us to understand a family, physical and spiritual. Help us to treasure it for what it is worth, and then to develop it every way we can. We pray that the lessons we have learned will be lessons that will stay within our hearts and then uplift us all the time. We pray that you will hear this, our prayer, and bless our last worship service for this year. We give thanks for all the lessons we have learned. Pray that you will continue to lead us so that we can look forward to an even greater, more dynamic worship program that we have for 2023. We ask you to help us to remember the lessons we have learned at Youth Conference and to apply them into our life meaningfully. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay, here we go.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Youth Worship. I'm Olivia, and it's my joy to be leading you in a time of singing for our last Youth Worship of the year. Christmas is fast approaching, and we have 2 more weeks until Christmas. During Christmas, there is usually the excitement of giving and receiving gifts. But the greatest gift of Christmas is God's love towards us. John 3:16 reads, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And God loves us so much that he gave his only Son, Jesus, to be our Savior and to save us from our sins. The first song that we are going to sing today is "Dead Silent Night." The lyrics of the chorus speak of how on one silent and amazing holy night, God sent his Son, Jesus, to set us free from our sins. God's wonderful love is seen through his plan, which was hundreds of years in the making, foretold in many prophecies, and each one so precisely fulfilled so that Jesus could be brought into this world on that silent and amazing holy night so that you and I could be saved. This Christmas, I am thankful for God's love for me. His love is truly unfathomable, that he would go to such great lengths to give us the gift of salvation. I recall difficult times in my life when I struggled and was extremely burdened by my sins. Although sin is something that I continue to struggle with today, I am comforted that despite my shortcomings, I can have hope and peace in my heart because of salvation. This Christmas, may our response be to open our hearts to Jesus and worship him as our Savior. Let us take this song together.
In Bethlehem, one silent night, a baby in a manger lay. Who would have thought this little child
Thank you for your fine singing, and thank you, Lorraine, for playing on the piano. So just yesterday, we concluded the end of Youth Conference, and it has been a week of learning wonderful lessons of faith from Pastor and having fellowship with one another. One of the many lessons we learned this week is the importance of relating to God. We read from Psalm 18 of how David developed a relationship of love for the Lord. Although his life was filled with many difficulties because he was running away from King Saul, he related to God with each and every challenge and experienced God as his strength and salvation. We too can experience God if we relate to him through prayer and the appreciation of who he is. The next song that we are going to sing is titled, "Who Is This?" And the lyrics speak of who the Lord Jesus is. The Lord Jesus is our long-awaited Messiah. It is special to know that God has sent Jesus from his throne in heaven to come to earth to give his life for our sins. This Christmas, I want to relate to God by having a deeper appreciation of the Lord Jesus as my personal Saviour. I know that my life would be very different if I did not know the Lord Jesus. And because of salvation, I can have peace and joy in my heart despite life's challenges. And my response is encapsulated at the end of verses 3 and 4, to give to the Lord Jesus the praise he deserves and to worship him in awe and reverence as my personal Saviour. As Christmas approaches, What is your personal reason for celebrating Christmas? I hope that as we celebrate Christmas this year, we can have a greater appreciation for God as our Heavenly Father and be encouraged to deepen our relationship with Him. Let us take the next song together.
Good afternoon, everybody. Today we'll be reading from Genesis chapter 46, verse 8 to 34. This text speaks about the blessing of God's posterity upon Jacob and his family, and it carefully details and accounts the children and grandchildren born by Leah and her maidservant Zilpah, and Rachel and the maidservant Bilhah. And we would also read about the moving reunion between Joseph and Jacob in the land of Goshen. Genesis 46, chapter 46, verse 8. Now, these were the names of the children of Israel: Jacob and his sons who went to Egypt. Reuben was Jacob's firstborn. The sons of Reuben were Hanok, Pelu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Simeon were Jamiel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanite woman. The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Judah were Onan, Shelah, Perez, and Zerah. But and Onan died in the land of Canaan. The sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Issachar were Tula, Puva, Job, and Shimron. The sons of Zebulun were Sered, Elon, and Jalil. These were the sons of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob in Padan Aram with his daughter Dinah. All the persons, his sons, and his daughters were 33. The sons of Gad were Ziphion, Hegi, Shunai, Esbon, Arai, Arodi, and Arelai. The sons of Asher were Jimna, Ishua, Ishue, Beriah, and Sarah, their sister. And the sons of Beriah were Heber and Malkiel. These were the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah, his daughter. And these she bore to Jacob, 16 persons.
The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, were Joseph and Benjamin. And to Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bore to him. The sons of Benjamin were Bela, Bica, Eshbel, Gera, Naaman, Ehi, Rosh, Mappin, Happim, and Ard. These were the sons of Rachel who were born to Jacob, 14 persons in all. The son of Dan was Hushim. The sons of Naphtali were Jaziel, Gunai, Jiza, and Shillem. These were the sons of Bilhah whom Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, and she bore these to Jacob, 7 persons in all. All the persons who went with Jacob to Egypt, who came from his body besides Jacob's sons' wives, were 66 persons in all. And the son of Joseph were born to him in Egypt were 2 persons. All the persons of the house of Jacob who went to Egypt were 70.
Then he sent Judah before him to Joseph to point out before him the way to Goshen. And they came to the land of Goshen. So Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to Goshen to meet his father Israel. And he presented himself to him and fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. And Israel said to Joseph, "Now let me die, since I have seen your face, because you are still alive." Then Joseph said to his brothers and to his father's household, "I will go up and tell Pharaoh and say to him, 'My brothers and those of my father's house who were in the land of Canaan have come to me, and the men are shepherds, for their occupation has been to feed livestock. And they have brought their flocks, their herds, and all that they have. So it shall be when Pharaoh calls you and says, "What is your occupation?" that you shall say, "Your servant's occupation has been with livestock from our youth even till now, both we and also our fathers, that you may dwell in the land of Goshen. For every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians."
Thank you, ladies. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Pastor John, and it is my joy and privilege to be able to pray for all of us today. Last week, one of the key lessons that we learned was about Jacob's setback. Jacob's setback was seen when, though he was named Israel by God, God called to him and said, "Jacob, Jacob." Jacob forgot who he was because of a very painful moment in his life, the loss of his son Joseph. He experienced a huge setback. Setback is something that I have experienced. When I was 12, life was all about fun. And so I did badly for my PSLE. But I learned important lessons as a 13-year-old in Sec 1. And so I did well. Sec 2 passed, Sec 3 passed. When it came to Sec 4, those problems came back. Sec 4 was also all about fun. And the setback was experienced once again. But thank God, God did not just choose to give up on me. Like what Pastor said this week, how do we know that God has not given up on us? Well, God sent people to help me as a 16-year-old. You know, young people, setback is something that maybe many of us here experience as we reflect on 2022. But the second lesson that stood out from last week was who God is and what God did for Jacob. God was long-suffering and patient. God restored Jacob to himself, renewed him, and encouraged him greatly. This is the God whom we have, and this is the God whom we can pray to. And this afternoon, my prayer for all of us is that if we have experienced and encountered setbacks this year, let us come to know God to be long-suffering, patient, gracious, and merciful. And having known Him, let us come back to Him and resume our journey with God. Well, let's pray this afternoon. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we thank You that You are a God who is long-suffering, patient, gracious, and merciful. Though we may encounter setbacks in life, You have not given up on us. Help us to remember the story of Jacob and the lessons found within. How You did not give up on Jacob, but You gently restored him, restored that relationship with him. You renewed his faith in you and brought great encouragement to his life. We pray for the young people that they too would desire to resume their walk with you, this journey of faith in you. Hear this, our prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And this time to Pastor.
Okay, we are going to take up once again the book of Genesis, and we're going to take a look at this particular part of Genesis 46. I think that by the time you finish all the names, you don't know where whose name is what, except one fellow called Elon, right? And his name is also from the Bible. You'll be surprised how many of the people there actually, things like that, just seriously. Well, think about this thing. Well, let's pray together. Our Father, we pray for wisdom to understand this chapter that we are reading. We pray that you will teach us lessons that we ought to learn. We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, as we come to the last part of this year and then the last message and all that, what really stands out in Genesis 46, and I don't think the word is names. If I bet you, I give you a clue and ask you, what are the names of the sons of Dan? You'll know. What are the sons of names of Naphtali? You won't know either. I mean, so they're just names. What really comes out to one thing that we just get a big, broad picture first, and that word is family. Right? Now, it's very, very, very obviously. Family is very much a concern in the Old Testament. Unfortunately, today, the focus is not so much on family. You know, we all want to do our own thing. Unfortunately, this whole idea of family is not very strong. And you will find that once this family concept is not strong, it can be easily torn apart very, very easily. We all recognize that, right? So you think in terms of family, and we don't know how to appreciate family. But here, we have a list of all the names of all the things. Why? Why are all the names listed? Because your family. Right? Now, this is very, very important. We're all family members, and we need to think about this. And unfortunately, we just don't. We go one way, we go one other way. And after a while, the whole family, each one pursues his own thing. Your own family could be going the same way. You all do your own thing. We don't relate to each other very much. Of course, if you are a single person, there's nobody to relate to except your parents. That's it. But seriously, we don't know how to appreciate family until you begin to realize, actually, it's where 1, 2, 3, all that, 66 people, right? So then we take a look at 66 people and then 70 people. How to explain this, right? So first we read in verse 26, Jacob's sons, wives and all, 66 people, or persons in all. Then the sons of Joseph who were born to him in Egypt were 2 persons, all the persons, 70 people. Why? Joseph, wife, 2 sons, add together 70. You see, so even if that you have a cross-cultural marriage, actually they're all cross-cultural by now, you realize this, because, it's all over the place right now. That the challenge is to look at this whole idea, how to look at family. And I really hope that you will be challenged to take a little bit of more time to appreciate your family just a little bit more. Right? I think the danger is very real or I'm not interested. We all justify, we don't share the same interests, we have different hobbies, we got no time. You realize this? And once we think that way, the family is already gone. You realize this? You see the danger of the family? We don't even know who's who now. Seriously, if I don't know people on the road, I don't know who they are, where they are. Sometimes Chinese people, the only time they meet will be at a funeral. Then so-and-so, oh yeah, so then talk for a while until the next funeral. It's gone that way already. I think we all recognize this. The problem is, how do we solve this problem? How do we look at this thing here? And this is very important. And so we have a tremendous example, right, in Jacob. And then, of course, his son Joseph in particular. Right? Now, if you take a look at Jacob's life, being the head of the clan, he had literally given up. You realize this? Right? He can't stand Simeon and Levi. They are very cruel sons. Reuben, not a great son either. Can you see the problem there? And all the rest, after a while, he just loves one person. And that would be Joseph. That's it. Then, of course, there was another person, since as a brother. And that's it. And Benjamin was that. That's about it. You don't see him really talked about grandchildren in any way. It's just not there, unfortunately. I hope you understand. But family is going to be absolutely vital. How do we see this family? I think this is important, right? So our focus as we look at Joseph's life is very important, right? Now, Joseph is already next to the Pharaoh, right? He has got his own family. Why does he need to care about all the rest? After all, they don't like him. After all, they sold him, right? He can, if he doesn't care and he doesn't relate to them, certainly nobody will blame him. Well, listen, you kicked me out. You sold me. You wanted to kill me. Why should I care about you? Can you see that? You can almost justify it. But that is not Joseph. Now, this is something that we want to, and I want to share certain things about him, about all this. This is absolutely important for us to take a look at, right? So if you were to look at Joseph, you would learn the lesson, right? This is what he can do. And he is going to go about doing it. Now, that is something kind of special, right? Why? Because at the end of the day, they are still family. Now, I hope you understand. And this is something that I would very, very much like us to develop at the youth worship family level. Right now, you don't know how to relate to each other beyond sitting where you are. We're not relating. We're not developing family yet. And if we don't develop this family sense, we'll all go apart. Right? We're just going to go here, we're going to go there. We will end up losing our ties very, very easily. Don't let this happen. Learn from Joseph. Family is important. Right? His father, 130 years old already when he came to Egypt, was very, very old. 130, that's a long number of years to live. He's frail, he is virtually blind, he is weak, he's everything else, and yet he's still important. See, that's what family is all about. Can you understand what I'm trying to get at? So we must learn the right lesson. What is this all about? Let's take a look at these things here.
Okay, now let's look at 46 and we'll just see how that works out. Okay, and so he sent Judah before him to Joseph to point out before him the way to Goshen. They came to the land of Goshen. So Joseph made ready his chariot, went up to Goshen to meet his father Israel, presented himself to him, fell on his neck, wept on his neck a good while. Now, let's begin with the oldest person in the family. That is grandfather Jacob. And this is how to regard an older person. See, I think, sadly, many of us miss the point about how to regard an older person. Sort of, he's very old already. He cannot understand. He cannot hear. He cannot see. So, right off. Don't let that happen. Unfortunately, that happens all the time. When a person comes at a certain age, he is no longer loved, he is no longer revered, not venerated, he is just, you're old. Sit down. Don't make too much noise. That's all wrong. But it's happening. It's happening to our family. Don't you let that happen. Right? Because older people are still people. I think that is absolutely important for us to learn. And so, he everything prepared. And then Joseph made ready his chariot, went to Goshen to meet. Look, Goshen is not next door, you know. You got to get a chariot to go there. So, it's not next door. Before you need the chariot, if it's just next door, you just walk across. But he has to be there. And then we read, he fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. How, you can't simply say, yo, you look very old. You can't say that. Hey, you can you imagine? No words, tears. They were just, this is family. And I would very much like us, this Christmas time, treasure your family. And I don't mean just, you know, yourself, your father, your mother. Think about this whole idea of family, and this is absolutely important, right? So he prepared a chariot, presented himself. This is, all of these things are important. Every little thing is important there. And there we go. And then Israel said to Joseph, now let me die. It doesn't mean that I'm going to die now. What he really means is, I can now die happy. That's what he means. I can now die happily. Why? Because I have seen you, my son. Now I've seen your face. You are still alive. And that's all there is to it. Now, I hope you understand. Now, many years have separated between father and son. Many years. The father has given up thought, hope that the son would be alive. The son, meantime, has done very well, but he has never forgotten his father. This is family. It's up to you to ask yourself, how can I cultivate, develop this family? Don't think of yourself. Think about Joseph and his example of really caring for the family. And I think that is important. Okay. Now, so a few things that we want to think about. Number one, is the family still salvageable? Can the family be reunited? Now, if they don't want to come to Egypt, it's their problem. Right? So Joseph will make that reunion possible. Here is a new start. Now, if the person doesn't want to make it, he's done his part. Right? But he will try. That, to me, is outstanding. He will really try very hard to make it. Right? Of course, if they come to Egypt, first they won't even get in. How do you go to another country just like that? How do you go to another country and get land? How do you get to another country and build houses? How can you go and get another country, get all of these things done just like that? Not going to happen. Every country has its own rules, its own laws, its own citizenship protection, and everything else. But Joseph was able to. And to him, as much as he was a governor of the land of Egypt, he is going to govern his family first. Now, that is absolutely important, right? So he will do his part. He is going, what is he going to do? One, he's already said, I will provide for you. Right? They are going to have a new beginning somewhere, somehow. They will have to learn Egyptian, obviously. They will have to learn to live in the land, obviously. This is going to be a new beginning. Now, they will have to work together. They cannot live their old way that they like. They are in a different country. They are family. They are going to either make it or they're going to die there. Now, it's up to them. Right? Now, it's always up to us. What are you going to do with the opportunity that is given to you? What are you going to do? Right? If they don't, if let's say they resent, well, you are the last but one, you know, why should I listen to you? Then the whole family is going to disintegrate. It's going to be destroyed. They're already coming down to the very lowest level. 2 years of famine, 5 more years to go. If they don't go to Egypt, they don't make it, they will all die. Right? Can you see this? They can either develop or they will die. It's up to you to choose. I can choose new beginning, new development, or I can choose death. It's up to you. Joseph can't force anybody. Right? Now, so I said, look at this story here. I am just absolutely, really, really challenged by taking a look at how can we appreciate family. Right? Now, this is important. So please do not think only you belong to the Tan family, belong to the Chua family, belong to whatever. It's more than that. We are a family. And the scriptures teach us very, very clearly, we are family. But we can lose that family very easily. We just don't want to be in touch. We don't care for each other. We think about ourselves. We think about our own ideas. And we are already separated as a family. Don't let that happen. That's why we come together next Saturday. For what? So that we can come together and, you know, fellowship with the older ones, the younger ones. Come together. What are we doing all the time? Family. We have been promoting this like anything for years, all this while. Family. To build a strong family spirit. And that is important. Unfortunately, it will, you know, if we don't understand this concept, nothing is going to go. Right? So the concept of family must first be understood. Number two, you need to take definite, concrete steps to make the family come together. The concept by itself, not strong enough. Right? Somebody has got to take the lead. In that case, in this particular case here, that somebody was Joseph. Again here, you don't know what role you can. It could be you. It could be somebody. But it's important. Somebody has to play that role and say, let's do it. Let's think family. Right? Let's not forget Grandpa Jacob. Right? Who's going to take the lead? Joseph. He's not number one son. He's not number two. He's not number three. He's not number four. In fact, he's not even number five. He's just almost to the tail end. But that is two definite steps, concrete steps. Right? First, okay, he's going to talk to the Pharaoh. Next, he's going to plan for the land. Think he's got to do a lot of things because he really cares for the family. Now, it's up to them. If the Reuben says, I don't want to come, I'm the number one son. How come you never promote me? And you stay where you are. But this is now Joseph. Remember, the Lord's work for him. Same like David. Not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And yet it was David, one who will provide for the family. Right? Literally. When he became king, right? Who were the commanders? His nephews. They all were there. They were the ones who fought with him. They were the ones who stood by him. A lot of them would be family. This is how it works. Right? So you need to have the concept. What is my concept family first? Do I even think about them? Do I care? How does it work concept? Two, what are some concrete steps that must be taken? And this is what Joseph did. Now, remember this. This is going to cost him a lot. Please don't think everything is free, you know. Right? Because he is a governor, he can give certain advantages, but a lot of these things here, he will have to come out of his own pocket to pay for a lot of things. Can this be done? Concrete steps. Because of the concept of family. Right? Now, this is how it works. And as we take a look at this, this is where you need to understand. All right? So, now, when you talk about in terms of what it means to be family, is this also taught in the scriptures in the New Testament? Actually, yes, very much. The idea of being a family is actually there. Right? Now, if only we can understand this. So, where is God's hand in all of these things here? Would God really approve the concept of it all? Remember, it was God's plan. Abraham, I will bless you and your descendants. Isaac, the same here. I will bless you and your descendants. Right? Jacob, same, and your descendants. So the family concept is actually a God-given concept. Now, it's a question of whether you understand the concept and whether you will take steps to do that. Now, if you will take the steps to do that, now that is going to be quite something to do. Now, then we must ask ourselves, right? Now, this is absolutely important for us to understand and appreciate. Okay, now here is the challenge. Right? Now, this question is, we're going to have to stop here because next year we'll take it up. What happened? You know, the advice. Somebody has to give them good advice. How, what to do, what to say, and all that. This is a new challenge. Right? Watch this. And so Joseph said to his brothers and to his father's household, okay, I will go and tell Pharaoh, okay, and say to him, my brothers and those of my father's house who were in the land of Canaan, they have come to me. Now, it has to be Joseph. The rest, they cannot even see Pharaoh. Who are you to go and have, to see Pharaoh? You're nobody. You can't even get entrance. So Joseph's challenge was this. I will see the Pharaoh. Okay, now watch this, okay? Now, in the land of Canaan, they have come to me. It's not about you, okay? So he cannot say, well, Reuben number one, okay? Cannot. Not even in Jacob's name. I will have to do my part. This is a personal challenge for Joseph. Okay, then. And he's going to explain, the men are shepherds. All right? Well, he has to be honest about it. When men are shepherds, their occupation has been to feed livestock. They have brought their flocks, their herds, and all that they have. Now, he's got to make a presentation. Right? Now, this is not telling a lie. Right? First, they are shepherds. No question about it. Right? That they also have livestock, which means to say that they look after livestock as well. Right? But when you go to a country, you must know what they like or they don't like. You must know what to do, what not to do. That is important. So he says, now, when the Pharaoh comes and calls you and says, what is your occupation? Now, remember, they actually have a number of things, right? They've got camels, they've got cattle, livestock, right? They have got sheep, they have got goats, they trade along the way as well. So they have a variety of things. Okay, don't say the word shepherd. Now, this is preparation. Because that word shepherd is a word that makes the Pharaoh and all the Egyptians despise you. Right? Now, some of them were shepherds. Not all of them were shepherds. They had livestock as well. So actually, I have a number of things that I can say. What's my profession? I am a jack of all trades. Right? So I have got a few things. Please don't say shepherds, okay? Now we have to wait for January to see whether they understood or not. But don't say shepherds. Why? Because if you shall say, your servant's occupation has been with livestock. Now, is that telling a lie? No. It's the truth, right? So there would be sheep, there will also be livestock. Remember how Jacob came along and gave so much away, right? Did he give sheep and goats? Yes. Did he also give cattle to Esau? Well, they really had a lot of these things going. Right, so this was a truth here. Okay, now, just help you to understand that you may dwell in the land of Goshen because every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians. Now, that is the challenge. Do you know how to live in a different country? I think that is important. Right, but when you go to live, let's say you go to another country and to live, and you have to know how the people work. You have to know what the people like or don't like. So you can learn. The challenge is to learn how to live in a new country. Now, it's not going to be easy, right? Because from here onwards, they are going to have to depend upon Joseph for everything. They don't like him very much in the first place, but now they are beholden to him. What can you say? It does not mean they really like Joseph a lot, you know. Please understand this. Oh, wow, he's a long-lost brother. You know, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen overnight. But they have to obey him because this is the governor. Right? This is the man in charge next to the Pharaoh. They cannot but obey him. But not because they naturally like him. But this was the big challenge. Can they understand family? Can they appreciate family? Can they see all of these things here above everything else? Can they see God's hand? Now, that to me is absolutely wonderful, right? It is the Lord who has protected all this while. Anything could have gone wrong. Simeon, Levi, they placed the whole family in danger. They could have been killed easily by the local people. But the Lord protected them. We read about it. The Lord protected. The fear of the Lord was there to protect them. Then there was provision. Right? No matter how rich you may be, if the famine 2 years later, your wealth is going to shrink significantly. And God was providing all the way. Now you have a new beginning, a new chapter to write. Now, so there are a few things that we need to look at. Number one, do I understand the concept of family? If I don't want to be part of it, I'm out of it, that's it. You will starve to death. That's one. Two, what concrete steps to take for Joseph to provide, but for them, they need to be grateful, right? This is the new beginning. Thank God for you. You know, I'm sorry that we did all these things to you, but there is gratitude for all of these things here. Number two. And then the new challenge, how to live in a new country. It's not easy. It's not easy to say we're going to start a new... It's really, really challenging. It's hard. The food will be different. The language will be different. The culture will be different. Everything will be different. Now, the challenge is, can I rise up to the challenge? And the rise to the challenge is to, once again, to understand and see how God is there each and every step of the way. Protecting, providing, and now you have a new privilege of living in a new country, given everything just like that. That is our challenge too, right? So my challenge for you as we end this year, reconsider, one, what's your family relationship like? Don't throw it away. Two, physical family, spiritual family, let's build this up. And I really want to encourage you to think about next year, 2023, right? Let's see how we can develop. Now, I want to encourage you. Some of you may like singing very much. Listen, form a small group. Sing. Sing for the youth worship. You know, we have a special item, but you must practice, you know. You cannot say, last night I thought about it, and then my voice croaking. It's not going to happen. Look, do something. Right? Maybe you can be there to help, to bring people in. You can be a greeter. Hi, welcome. Make the youth worship program a very... Right now, you're all coming on your own. Nobody talk to anybody. You look at your face very sullen. Of course, nobody knows how then because you cover yourself, so nobody knows. But you can tell by your eyes whether the eyes are alive or half dead. Don't let that happen. Build this family up that we have so that we can practice what we have been learning. And that would be wonderful. The concept of family is from God. Concrete steps must be taken. And that is our challenge. What steps would you take to build this family up? A spiritual family. And I really hope that you'll be there. It would be nice if we can smile a little bit more, participate a little bit more, talk to somebody a little bit more. This would be just absolutely wonderful if you can do that. Consider this, all right? Well, let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you that the concepts we learn are from the scriptures, and a family is what you have given. Well, teach us how to treasure this family, how to appreciate, how to build this up in every way we can. Help us to take concrete steps to do our part to make the family spirit strong. We pray that you will challenge us to do something about it personally and then to contribute to the family spirit that we have at Bethany. Help us to begin this very, very much with all our heart. To begin thinking about this, preparing our heart, so that when we begin in 2023, we will come with a new spirit. We pray that you will help us to be challenged to do something about this. We give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Well, thank you for playing the piano there. And really, I really hope that you will take a little bit and be challenged. You know, every time you hear music, have you ever gone there to say thank you? Ah, see? You didn't. And when you come in, you seldom sit down to talk to anybody. Do that next year, 2023. Okay? And I really hope that we will build a tremendous spirit of thing here. So if you cannot sing together, fine. Have you heard of the four musicians of Bremen? The donkey, the dog, the cat, they all went to sing together. It didn't work out. Right? But I really, really hope that you will look at these things here and do something about it. Let's build this so that we look at a concept and then we be challenged to do something about it. Right? Have a wonderful weekend. And if you can, call those who are sick. Hey, don't say I'm glad you're sick. You cannot say that. You just say, hey, we're thinking about you. Get well soon. We'll see you back soon. Or something like that. Take the trouble. Right? Take the concrete step. Do something. And this is very, very, very important. All right? So there are people who need a bit of encouragement. They'll be surprised. What? Well, that would be a nice surprise. Okay? Do something about it. Well, let's pray together. Father, we pray that you help us to put into practice all the things that we've heard. Please help us to apply the things that we have learned. And we pray for those who are sick, that they will draw close to you. Help us to take concrete steps to reach out to them in every way we can to build this family spirit. We give thanks that we have had a whole year's program in youth worship. And thank you for those who are supporting in the AVA, those who have been reading the scriptures, those who have been leading in songs, those who are just part of the parcel of organizing the youth worship program. Pray that you will bless them all and help us to learn to treasure and appreciate each other a little bit more. And bless this weekend, the Christmas coming up especially. Help us to develop the greatest sense of appreciation for your concept of a family. Help us to do our part to treasure both the biological and the spiritual family. We give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay, that's a special prayer for all of us for this whole year. And don't forget to say thank you to all those who are here praying for you, looking after you, caring for you, loving you. Okay, and every sense of the word, just take some time to go and express. All right, have a wonderful weekend.